1 Corinthians 10:13, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." Again today morning the topic of sexual immorality or rape, abuse and harassment came up as the end all for women in India. I should write a book regarding this Indian taboo against women, a topic that women do not want to touch upon because they all enjoy yapping about others being immoral even if there is no smoke they fabricate and set the fire. This is how they started doping me with drugs for making me barren, fearing that the baby from my womb will be smart than what my mother made out of me. And I hate discussing this topic. I have listed a whole lot of topics, but to write a book you need space and time, which they will never give because that is how they want to destroy. And, I think these are verses that any woman should say so to make them stand up against those tongues that twist into knaves and those men who deceive women into trafficking. I remember watching the movie Gang of Hai and reading about her life, and there was this woman when I was in Australia nominated for such a similar work. People here tell me about Indian or Tamil culture or racial culture that makes them speak in this manner. But in one of that cultures, I found that women from outside, when their men want and do what they say other men will do, is not acceptable and even go to the extent of murdering those men. But these women also help their men. And what is allowed in their own community men is not acceptable with other men. Yes, I agree that there is a relationship. But that is how it is for everyone that they do not understand but talk of it as sexual immorality. If picking the tooth of their community men is acceptable for them, in my culture that may be getting too close to a man for me in my culture when I am not a doctor, while social kissing from another culture may be acceptable and tolerable even if I do not practice or take the initiative. Since I started understanding how to kindle the smoke for the fire, I should be able to do so for these people for picking the tooth with those men. There is one conversation between Queen Elizabeth I and the Spanish ambassador in the movie, Queen Elizabeth I, when the Spanish ambassador speaks of the fire set by the smoke from the Spanish king about Queen's relationship with the pirates. And, the Queen only asks them to leave, giving no reply, and I believe that should work out because only Jesus can get away with asking all the men who stoned women as prostitutes, as she is no longer of use to them. How good were they to blame her? This is why he is also able to say to look into our speck. Sexual immorality is the hottest topic to talk about it and the biggest billion-dollar business that the media makes out of it. As discussed earlier, I have heard of women preaching in the church as if they are perfect and discuss King David and others in the Bible, including King Herod, but never talks about this woman whom Jesus supported. What disappointed God about King David is not merely the deed of taking his soldier's wife. There are other sins that King David has done for this, like murder, deception, conspiracy. And above all, he has not thought of all that God has done for him and his relationship with him, the love God had for him. Maybe that could have hurt God more. How can you recline on her when I was around and not on what I have given you? Yet, he was sincere to her and God accepted King David. Maybe I should start writing a book. Dear Lord, Almighty, bless this day and the days to come. Bless all those who wish me well, those who don't accept to treat me inhumanely, and those who want me to live a good life. Bless my enemies to stay away and not know me, so that they will not earn your wrath against them. Fill our daily plates in abundance that we may never run out of, but be able to help others. Provide us with long-lasting, good, and safe roofs and clothing. Thank you for what you have provided today. Deliver us from all evils, specifically, that are of this day. Touch us with your healing hand so that we may remain in good health. Make way for us and show us the way to your blessedness so that we may lead our lives in peace, joy, love, hope, faith, goodness, prosperity, praise, and worship, exemplifying your glory for a victorious life on this earth. Amen.